This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1110. Idioms and IELTS speaking are a match made in heaven.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Could you talk fabulously about weddings on IELTS speaking? After today's episode, you will be able to. Today, you'll get Band 9 idioms and a sample answer all about weddings. Aubrey, when was the last time you went to a wedding?
Ooh, a couple of years ago, I went to a really fun one in California. It actually has been a couple of years since I attended a wedding in person because COVID.
Sure,
my
right.
My niece got married over Zoom, so we just like watched it on the screen.
That is not the same. Although, so today, guys, we're talking about IELTS questions related to weddings. And we're going to do a sample. I shouldn't say we. Aubrey is going to do a sample part two answer about this. We're going to give you vocabulary as well, some great phrases, guys. But it's not just in part two this comes up. This could be in part one as well, but I've also seen questions related to this in part three. If you're asked to describe an event in part two, specifically a wedding, then in part three, there could be questions about occasions, events, cultures, national celebrations, personal celebrations, stuff like that comes up a lot. And I know one of my favorite questions to ask was, do people spend a lot of money on weddings in your country? Because, like, it's so cultural. But anyway, yes. My point is, guys, that today's discussion will definitely help you on your IELTS speaking test.
Yeah, for sure. There's a good chance you could get a question like this, and you need topic-specific high-level vocabs. We're going to teach you a couple of idioms, some great vocabulary to use if you need to talk about a wedding, and you'll hear a high-level sample part two answer. Win-win.
Guys, before we get to the vocab and the sample answer, though, on the topic of going to events, guys, we have a mystery mini course that is only going to be available on Black Friday, November 26th, you guys. Black Friday is a thing in America, and it's becoming like a materialistic thing everywhere. I realize that, but we are seizing this opportunity to give you guys the best course. It's a mystery. I can't tell you exactly what it is right now because that's part of the excitement, guys. But just get on the list and we will remind you, okay? We'll remind you when this is available on Black Friday. So get on the list, allearsenglish.com/Black Friday. This package is only available that day, you guys. From midnight to midnight, it's going to be amazing. Anyway, I can tell you that you can use it the next time you go to a wedding. Okay.
Yes.
So let's get into the vocab. Aubrey, what is the first phrase today?
Yeah. So a question had asked this about this in our Three Keys group, and I gave some examples right away. And another student actually suggested tie the knot. So this is a great idiom. It just means to get married. There are two, guys, idioms that just mean get married in English. Tie the knot and get hitched. And they're very fun. Yes.
Get hitched is very slangy. Mm-hmm. I would say that's like the very informal way of to get married. So it's slangy. It's informal. Like Aubrey said, just means to get married. But a little more, you know, established or formal idiom, tie the knot. You know, I am certain it, like, the origins of this idiom have something to do with, like, Celtic wedding traditions of, like, actually tying, you know, rope or twine or whatever when you get
literally
married.
Literally tying them together to symbolize that. I'm sure that happened somewhere. Yes.
I like trying to keep that image, though, in your head, guys, so you remember this phrase. So to tie the knot just means to get married. Notice I said get married, not just to marry. Okay. Mm. We always use it with get, right? To get married.
Yep.
That's a common non-native mistake I hear. Okay. So that's getting married. Let's step back from that before we get married. What is an idiom we can use when somebody proposes to somebody else? Oh, somebody gets on one knee and asks you to spend the rest of your life with them. Guys, if you're not watching this episode on YouTube, you should be. Subscribe to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. Anyway, Aubrey, what is that idiom?
Yeah, so we say pop the question. He popped the question. And we all know that so is the question, will you marry me, right? So it's another fun, very slangy idiom to talk about getting engaged.
You know, I see this in movies and TV shows a lot. Like when somebody is talking to their friend or their parents about like planning this or wanting to do this, you know, and it's always like this nervous delivery, like, I think I want to pop the question. You're gonna pop the question? Like, it's an totally. Idiom you guys will hear all the time now in entertainment. But yes, it is great for IELTS. So just to remind you guys, the reason why we are teaching you these idioms, topic-specific idioms, is you have to show the examiner a range of vocabulary. Wow, I'm really excited using my hands on the video today.
I'm rubbing off on you. I do it all the
you
time.
You are. Aubrey is such a hand actor. So, yes, a range of vocabulary. You cannot just use fancy academic words, okay? That won't get you a 7 or higher. So, idiomatic, slangy vocab, you also need this.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay, so let's get back to the wedding day, all right? When we are, like, when you go to a traditional sort of Western wedding, we think of it as like in a church, but I think this action happens in a lot of different cultures, I would imagine, guys. So to walk down the aisle or go down the aisle, that's literally when people are walking through their guests on their way to the ceremony, right? At the front of the guests or whatever. But it's not just literal. We can also use it idiomatically, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? If someone's like really wants to get married, they might say, I can't wait to walk down the aisle. And they just mean, I can't wait to get married. Totally. We know they don't mean the aisle of the grocery store. This is an idiom meaning get married. I just can't wait to walk down the aisle.
I would rather walk down the frozen foods ice cream aisle at the grocery store than get married. Ice cream is great. Okay. So, me and ice cream are a match made in heaven. Okay. Ooh. So a match made in heaven, guys, it's just like soulmates, right? Two people that were destined to be together. If you believe in a higher power of some sort, this higher power designed two people to be together, right? It's like just the biggest love idiom.
Yes. If you think two people are perfect together, we say they're made for each other or they're a match made in heaven, right? So much more. It's just higher level than saying they're great together. They really get along. They're perfect for each other,
so
right?
Boring.
Instead, use these phrases. They're a match made in heaven.
This calls to mind a movie that I want to recommend to you guys, and then we'll get to Aubrey's sample part two answer. It's called My Blue Heaven, and it's a Steve Martin movie.
Love it so much.
It's so good. There's actually, I'm not even lying, there's a scene in the frozen food aisle of a grocery store, which is funny because I just mentioned that.
Right.
Where Steve Martin has a really funny like New York accent, and he's like, what are you doing in the frozen food aisle? You're gonna melt all this stuff. It's so quotable. Ah, I love it.
One of my other favorite lines, real cute aside, when he's talking about arugula, he's like, what's arugula? And then goes, it's a vegetable. A vegetable. Oh, Steve That's a Martin. Great show. You guys got to watch it.
Oh, such a good movie. It's such a good movie. Okay.
All right, Jessica, hit me with my part two question.
So, be sure to time your me. Part two question today, I'm just getting my timer ready here, is describe a wedding you attended.
Okay. I went to the best wedding ceremony in California a couple of years ago. My very good friend Sarah was marrying my other very good friend Tom, and that's ideal, right? When you're friends with both the bride and the groom, they're gonna tie the knot, and you're so excited that you're gonna have both of them in your life forever, and you're friends with everyone at the wedding. That's ideal. So they walked down the aisle on this beautiful grassy hill. Just the landscape was gorgeous. So that it was fun that it wasn't stiff and stuffy in a church. It was outdoors. They had all these lights and then sparklers at the end of the night because it's not a fire hazard inside. The most fun thing about it was my husband was the minister. He applied online to be able to marry them. They asked him to do this for them because he was also good friends with both of them. And that really made it so much more special and meaningful for him to perform this service for them. And when they, you know, got hitched, it was him telling them to kiss the bride and exchange rings. And how sweet is that instead of some stuffy old bishop that they don't know, right? An ecclesiastical leader who might be really serious. It was great to have it be a friend, a little more informal, a little more fun that way. And these two, Tom and Sarah, they are just a match made in heaven. They are soulmates. They're so sweet together. They're both really funny and fun to be around. They live in New York City, so I don't get to see them very often. So that also made the wedding amazing to be able to see them after several years apart. There, we took a very nice gift, even though we were flying on a plane. They had this really pretty gift table with everything that people had brought them. This is very traditional in the United States to have gifts.
Thank you. I guess I'll start talking about gifts. guys, something I want you to notice, like strategically from Aubrey's answer, is all the details she gave that were about this one thing, the wedding, right? If you are asked to describe an event like this, like Aubrey was, right? Remember all the details you could give about just the place itself, right? Describing the stuffy hill, describing the grassy hill, right? The sparklers, right? Like everything you could see, creating an image of that. So describe the place and then describe actions. What did we do? Describe the people there. So much great vocab came from describing who wasn't there, which is funny, right? Because your husband was the minister. So who was he replacing? Some stuffy old bishop. Stuffy is like, okay, you guys got to watch this.
Very formal. The impersonation but it's like, of your stuffy bishop.
Just very like strict and like no humor, right? Humorless is stuffy. Ecclesiastic. That describes like members of a church, right? A church authority, I would say. So much great vocab besides the stuff we already taught you guys today, which Aubrey, you worked in fantastically. So guys, I would definitely listen to that answer a couple times and then practice this yourself, guys. Find this episode on YouTube, guys. Go to IELTS Energy TV. This is episode 1110. In the comment section, I want you guys to describe a wedding you've been to and try and use some of today's vocabulary. Now, before we finish up today, I want to quickly give a shout out to 3Keys student Andrea, who got an 8.5 on speaking, right? Because she is using vocabulary like we taught you today, guys. So that is proof that if you study in the right way, you also can get an 8.5 in speaking, just like 3Keys student Andrea, guys. And remember, We are so excited for this mystery holiday package, this mini course we've made for you guys. So sign up allearsenglish.com/Black Friday, and we will send you reminders of when you can get this amazing deal.
Yes, okay. You guys do not want to miss out. So make sure you're on that list so that you can get details. It's going to be amazing.
I'm so excited. I was just working on it this morning, actually, because it's so cool. Anyway, cool. Aubrey, thank you for sharing about your wedding, and thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.